A victim advocate says police absolutely failed a young law student who repeatedly complained to them about a stalker who later brutally murdered her. 21-year-old Fazana Yakubi was threatened, stalked and then fatally stabbed in West Auckland in December 2022. Now, she'd complained to the police via the 10-5 online reporting system 2 months earlier, provided messages the man was sending her, including one where he threatened to throw acid on her face. And Ms. Yakubi also identified her stalker. A report by the police watchdog, the IPCA, says the law student later updated her complaint, saying she feared for her life. Still, nothing happened. She made a formal statement early December 2022. 2 weeks later, Fazana Yakubi was dead, stabbed a dozen times after she got off the bus from work by the man she had complained to police about. And the IPCA says at that time, her complaint had progressed no further. Victim advocate Ruth Money joins us now. Kia ora, Ruth. How would you characterise the police response to this young woman's complaint?
Well, there wasn't a response. She complained multiple times and there was no response. And clearly, tragically, it's cost her her life.
Whose fault's that?
It's the police's fault. It sits solely with them. I heard what the police had to say earlier, and it was incredibly defensive, insensitive, far from being trauma-informed. This sits on them.
They say, as you know, that there is only one person responsible for her death, and that is the man who was convicted of her murder.
They could have stopped him multiple times. They didn't just have one complaint or one thread of evidence. And let's not forget, you know, the police's only job is to manage risk. That's their only job. And they had it in spades. This poor lady kept reporting, showing all of these risky behaviours, and they literally did nothing and moved pieces of paper around an office.
So do you sincerely believe she would still be alive if they had done a better job?
I absolutely believe Fazana would still be alive if police had done their job. There is no doubt in my mind.
She reported significant concerns, as you say, provided evidence, and there was no action. What does that tell you about the benchmark police have set for intervention?
Yes, there is certainly a lack of awareness around stalking with many police, not all, but many. I participate in many disclosures to police by victims and survivors, and some are met with the perception that the survivor is perhaps being hysterical or overreacting, which is absolutely not true. You know, the victim being stalked, their fear and the perception of their fear needs to be communicated with police and it needs to be taken seriously. And there is sadly a culture within the police, some police, that needs changing. In light of this report, they need to be urgently training people. The 105 system is not fit for purpose. I encourage everybody to go into stations and call 111. But even with Fazana, she went into the station. So just fixing the 105 system is not going to help. The culture and the training within the police about responding quickly to stalking, because this is the thing, stalking escalates. You can't just sit there for days, let alone weeks, and expect that the stalker will de-escalate. They don't.
What is wrong with that 10-5 reporting system? Fazana used the online version of that to make her complaint. What are your concerns about people being diverted to that site?
I have been told a number of times when I follow up complaints with police, police have told me, oh God, did it go into the 105? So technically, I don't believe the 105 is joined up well enough from a case management perspective so that all the information lands where it needs to. I do understand there's a project within police looking at a better way to manage online reporting, because many people for a variety of reasons, need to and wish to and prefer to report online. And I would encourage police to expedite that. But certainly the 105 system needs a overhaul and to be linked in from an intelligence perspective throughout all of the police networks.
Ruth, we now know from the IPCA report that another woman had complained about the man that went on to kill Fazana. So there were two files where two women had complained about stalking and had identified the same man as a threat, yet the police did not draw the connection. Your thoughts on that, please?
Oh, I have no words to describe how poor it is. I want to use expletives and I won't. I mean, that is a simple VLOOKUP in a database. And that's what I mean by the 105 system. And my suspicion based on experience is that Fazana put in, of course, the name into the 105 system with her evidence. This other person has probably filed it a different way. And I think this is probably the problem in that those systems don't talk to each other. Well, I know those systems don't talk to each other, and I suspect that that is the case on this specific example.
Appreciate your time, Ruth. That is Ruth Money, independent victim advocate there.